Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But then they're more likely to try to resell that.
Because what happens if you can't resell it, it becomes a dead plate.
Yeah, if time goes by.
Yes.
If time goes by.
Because once it's past like that 10-minute mark and other people's food's coming out fresh, you're not really going to resell it. You're going to send it out. Now you have a dead plate.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. A dead plate is a dish of food that is unservable, either because the customer sent it back or it was prepared incorrectly. In this episode, it's all about the dead plate, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
Now, throughout the course of a shift, as food is being prepared, things go sideways.
Yes.
And that's where the vultures of servers circle around the dead plate.
Yes.
Dead plate, dead food, same thing.
Yeah.
And listen, you come to work as a server, sometimes you're hungry, man.
Sometimes. You're hungry.
And your opportunities
Even
for food.
Even if you came in and you ate, you get around food long enough, you're going to get hungry.
We don't have a lot of access to food.
No.
At back of the house.
They move it around. They bring it out.
You know, they're in it.
Yeah.
They can pick and do whatever. And that's the perk that they have.
Mm-hmm.
We have other perks.
Absolutely.
And so, not complaining, but when we're, you're right. Let's say, take my shift, for instance. I work at 4:30. I'm not going to really eat at 4 o'clock.
No.
I'm actively going to work.
Yeah.
So I may eat at 2:30, maybe the latest 3 o'clock, then go to work. What happens around 7 o'clock?
You've been around food for the last 3 hours. Now you're starving.
Now
you've
I'm starving.
Other people eat. You know, you might not even been hungry when you went to work, but now you're like, ooh, that looks good. Or you smell things.
Yes.
Okay, because you know, your mind is, you think about the smells and get the sense, and you're like, well, now it's time to eat.
You just want to have something.
Yeah.
And so it's not something that's solvable quite easily.
No.
But nothing really helps as much as a dead plate.
A dead
you're
plate.
Like,
wait, what happened with that?
What's the protocol? Let's start with some of the instances.
Why are you going to have a dead plate?
Why are you going to have a dead plate?
Yes.
Then go through the protocol, and then we're going to talk about the best way we can glom on some food.
Okay.
All right? So what do you think of some of the instances where you would end up
with a dead plate?
With a dead plate.
Something made twice.
That's messed up.
Something made in wrong.
So I can't. That's miscommunication then.
It depends. Like, let's say your printer goes out on the line and then you write it and then the printer comes back on.
True.
They make both plates.
True.
Okay. Or
that's like best case scenario.
That is.
But then they're more likely to try to resell that.
No. Yes. But we're just giving them instances.
Okay.
And then we'll go, what happens if they don't, you know, because what happens if you can't resell it, it becomes a dead plate.
Yeah, if time goes by.
Yes.
If time goes by.
Because once it's past like that 10-minute mark and other people's food's coming out fresh, you're not really going to resell it. You're going to send it out. Now you have a dead plate.
Here's the problem. The protein might be okay. Might be.
Might be.
The starch might be okay. Might be. You know what's not going to be okay? The sauce.
No.
The sauce would dry up on you.
Real quick.
Oh.
Real quick.
Never see when a
You got to resauce. You got to reflip.
Yeah.
You got to do something to that. But, yo,
yeah,
because
man.
That's what happens is it gets a little coagulated.
Yes. That sauce tell heat. On you.
Yeah, it tells
you
on
get
you.
Get on brown and stuff. You're like, whoa.
Because all the other food looks good.
It looks good.
It is good.
Still vibrant.
It's still delicious.
Still holding up.
Yeah.
Still crispy over here.
Yeah.
Still soft over there.
And when you grab that dead plate, you might resauce it yourself. Okay.
just to get yourself like that, that fresh feeling like.
Yes. Yo, that sauce be telling on you.
Telling on you.
Oh, I'm old.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. Yeah, go ahead. So, made twice.
What was I saying? I said made twice. I said.
Mistake.
And like you said, if it goes to the table, but the key to going to the table, if it's touched, it's going in the trash for me, hands personally.
It should.
Okay. If I bring it back,
okay,
I'm throwing it in the trash. If they put their fork in it, I don't care if they ate it. Okay, I'm putting it in the trash.
Okay, let's parse this out. Okay?
Talk to me.
Don't be throwing it in the trash just yet. Okay.
Now we know people.
Yeah, that's my point.
I know.
That's my point. We know people that eat off other people's plate. Gross. That is so
bad. But I'm talking
bad.
About me and you right here. So.
Well, for me, if it hits a table and they're like, oh, I didn't.
I didn't order that? No, that's totally different.
I didn't order that. You're like, ooh.
No, yeah. If you pull it right away.
Would you have or whatever may be.
And that's because that could be as simple as a communication. Like they could have had the grouper and they brought the mahi. Mm-hmm. And you caught that. That might be somebody else's mahi. So you might go in the kitchen. They're ready to grab that and go to the other table anyways.
Yes.
So.
Some people will eat stuff that you order pasta dish and then salmon and you start eating just being unconscious and yeah. They go, wait a minute, I didn't have the salmon.
I had pasta.
So their fork hit their mouth.
Yeah, that's trash. The fork hit. Okay, that's instant trash.
Hold on. Don't throw it out just yet. What about the other side? Maybe you got a little risotto that wasn't touched. You know what I'm saying? You know,
half that dish isn't touched.
Yes. That might be gold to somebody else. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
You're not.
Yo,
wrong.
I've seen it.
I know.
I've seen it so many times. And they don't even use a fork, bro. They just get their hands in
Oh,
there.
My God.
Oh,
savages?
You already, I'll tell you off air who does it, bro. They're just like,
savages,
bro. It's like, oh, what's the problem? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I don't know who wants to eat off of somebody. It's unthinkable for me.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
I can't fathom it.
I can't do it. I don't want to. I'll buy food out of my plate, pay full price before
yes.
I do that. Man. Oh, so it left the kitchen, basically.
Yes.
May have hit the table, may have not, or whatever. That scenario happens all the time.
It does, absolutely.
It happens all the time because there's a lot of moving parts. Things
it's
are
always,
moving
yeah.
quickly.
They could have grabbed something that had a, or it could be, you know, happens a lot of times, is the special instruction.
That's
so
true.
The right dish, you know, made correct, 100% correctly,
mm-hmm.
will go to the table, but it's wrong. So let's say they hit the table and it comes back. No, this was supposed to have this. And they might not have touched it. So now that's sitting in the window and they might have to remake that whole dish.
Because that's not served with the same size.
Exactly. They said no spinach and it had spinach in it.
Yes.
Or they said
no
this.
Sauce
yes.
or no garlic
exactly.
or whatever.
So now this is just sitting in the window.
Mm.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Ready to go. So what you do is you kind of look at the line. Mm-hmm. You're checking to see, depending on how busy you are.
Wait, we're not there yet.
Oh, my bad.
That's a glomming on the food.
Okay.
We're talking about all the scenarios where...
Why this
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, okay. One more. There was an accident.
Okay.
Okay? And an accident, it might sound bad to you out there, but it's good for us. Sometimes dishes are built with care, but they're not too stable.
Yes.
So if this thing falls over, you can't serve it.
You can't serve it.
You know, it's like it has to be served a
certain
way.
It's stacked.
It's stacked.
Okay, and that's
vertical.
And now it becomes a Leaning Tower of Pisa, or it completely falls over.
It fell apart.
Yes.
That thing that broke apart can't serve that.
No.
You know,
if something breaks a piece, you know, if it breaks apart, now you got to restack. You can't just restack.
You can't.
You can't rebuild.
We have a corn pudding, and apparently it's a pain in the ass to make. I found out.
Okay.
Okay. And if this thing breaks apart, you can't serve
No,
that.
you gotta start from the beginning.
It's gotta be a nice slice.
Yes.
So, we talk about, you know, what you can do. So, those scenarios where that's gonna be the cause
yes.
of the dead plate. Now, let's talk about the protocol. What are you supposed to do with the dead plate as
If it's fully intact, like let's say it's a pasta dish and something was omitted and it, you know, but a regular one, like you said, you got to wait to make sure, like 5 to 10 minutes to make sure it can't be sold again.
Well, you got to talk to a manager.
Yeah. Well, not just a chef, for, you know, somebody in the line. Who's running your line?
Okay.
Your expo. Because manage, depending on your management, they might not even be in the kitchen yet. So you're talking to people that are in the kitchen that know what's going on.
Fair. Fair.
So, you know, you're going to see, hey, it's, and now once it passes a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. and if it didn't hit a table.
Well, usually here's what the protocol is, and I can kind of tell. I've been doing this for a while, so I could tell if I could even ask about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? If it's valuable to the chef, he will not leave it in the window. No. He will take that out.
Yes.
And keep it on his side.
Mm-hmm.
He'll put it in the salamander or in the warmer or in the whatever on the grill on the thing and the that, blah, 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 blah. And toss the sides.
Yes.
He's going to recoup as much of his money
as he can.
As he can.
Yeah.
But if he looks at it and he's like, damn, I can't do nothing with it, he'll leave it in the window. He'll leave it in the window. Now it comes to your part.
So now you can say you waited for a few minutes and then.
What's a few minutes? Like what's let's give a guideline. I mean, because it really depends on what it is.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It totally depends on what it is.
There's a caveat. If it's soup, there ain't nothing you can do with it.
No.
Like, you can't rejoin soup.
No, we're not putting it back in the thing.
It's that's toothpaste in the like.
Well, with soup, you can already snatch and grab your own soup.
That's true. You right about that.
Yeah, you ain't getting nobody else's dirty soup. If you're grabbing dirty soup, you got issues, yo. Come on now. You could have got yourself a fresh scoop by yourself.
That is true. That's so true. All right. So let's say it's, you know, it's a pasta dish. Pasta dish, I think, has the least amount of shelf life possible.
Yes.
You got 5 minutes or less to sell a pasta dish.
And if you see it in the window and you know, because now you can see the sauce.
Oh, the sauce told on them.
The sauce told on them.
You could resauce a little bit, but...
Yeah, but you would have to completely turn and burn it.
You got to flip it over.
Yeah.
That's another trick they do.
Oh, yeah.
They flip the whole damn thing over.
They toss, like a salad.
They take a plate on top of the plate.
Yes.
And make the bottom the top.
Yes.
Once you make the bottom the top, you can't tell the difference.
No, can't tell the difference. That's good.
Tricks. I'm telling you, tricks.
Re-cheesing.
I've seen it all.
Call it that.
Salt bay that bad boy. Boom. You just hope you have one. You know, chef goes down the line. It's like, boom, we have one right here.
Yep.
Hurry up on that other
shit.
Yep.
And that's the key.
Yes.
Now, if it's going to be too long, that's where the dead plate comes from.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm saying with the communication is you got to make sure that there's on that line of tickets that if there's one way down there, then no. Now it's a dead plate because you know. By the time that other food, that well-done steak or whatever's on that damn ticket comes out, it's that plate is totally dead.
And make now, it fresh. The plate has lost its center stage, and it's at the end of the window. That's how you know it's like moving on down.
Yes, and then you got to see where you fit in. Is it sharing? Are you snatching and grabbing for yourself? Are you sharing with the team? Or where's it? What capability is what happening?
Okay.
Are the vultures coming? Or did you put away your own stash?
Here we go.
Did you hide the crab cake in your apron?
I'll tell you what I do. Okay. First of all, it helps to have friends on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can tell you what's what. Because a lot of times, they, depending on what it is, they might want it for themselves, but they don't. Because they can make their own shit.
Yes.
Right?
If you have friends on the line, like, you know, me and my expos are tight. So, they'll look like that. I know you like that mahi. You know, I got an extra one here. Blackened. Just how you like it.
Yeah.
Boom. It's mine.
So, the reason why you want the friends on the line, because... You almost want the permission.
Yeah.
You don't care from who.
No.
You just want
plausible deniability, baby.
Yeah. You don't want to be pulling on stuff.
No.
And then when you question about it, nobody gave that to you.
Yes.
So then you're the asshole.
Yeah. You can't be the asshole.
Taking, you know, you can't just
snatch it out the window.
You can't.
No.
You can't. You need some.
You need plausible deniability.
You need some kind of permission. So as for me, I like to share it up. That way.
This way you're not the only one.
Ah, right?
Where did this come from? Why there's six of you back here? What are you guys doing?
You got to yell at all
the
of
vultures.
Us. Yes. And I won't eat it in the kitchen.
You bring it out.
I bring it out.
Oh, so you bring it to share.
Yes.
I like
reality. No, I can't be in the kitchen eating that stuff, man. Yeah. Only the kitchen people can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you ain't gonna rob from the bank and then just hang out and wait for Uber.
No. Yeah, I'm in the vault counting my money still.
Exactly. You grab that plate and it's burning your fingers.
Yeah.
And you're out the door.
Gone.
And then you're like, the best case scenario, if it's something that you like, you grab a buddy. If it's something that you might just want to pick on, you grab a couple, three people.
So you pick on, I'll move it. I'll even maybe put it into the go box and be like, you guys attack. I might not even eat it myself. I might be the guy.
Why would you put yourself out there if you're not even going to eat it yourself?
Because sometimes you got to give to the people.
So yeah, give it to the people. Nah, I save that for the creds for myself.
See, for myself personally, I might get something that's sexy. You know what I mean? Let's
say you had no choice. It's a dead plate. You didn't order that.
I didn't order that.
Okay.
But if you got the right connects, you don't got to worry about
that. That's a different show.
Okay.
We're talking about the dead plate. You're talking about the hookup.
You're right.
Right?
Yes.
We're talking about the dead plate. You got no say in it. You might not even like the sides. But I take...
You take what you like and you pass the rest on.
That's right. So I go out to the floor, not to the floor, but the side station.
Yeah, the ninja spot.
And I would take, a little side plate, scrape.
Get what you want.
And I'll come out.
Mom likes the veggies. Probably takes like some asparagus, some other shit off of that motherfucker.
There's a running joke that I do. It's like, don't eat all the veggies. Because nobody's touching the veggies. Nobody.
Mom is coming for the vegetables. Again.
I'm coming for the vegetables every time.
So he's snap, and then their
so
mind.
So I'm set.
And in their mind, they got the full plate the way they want. They got their starch. They might even have some protein.
Yo.
They're happy.
In their mind, they're like, sucker.
I got them.
I got the shrimp.
I got it. Yeah, I got what I wanted.
I don't want that. You can have it.
I want
that. Yeah, so, so that's what I would do. I take my plate and take what I want. Listen, the sound of a fork hitting a plate in a restaurant is like a dinner bell for the buzzards, bro.
Yeah, the vultures come.
They come out of nowhere, like seemingly the ceiling. They come out, it's like, what is that? What is that? And they come in, boom, 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 boom.
Like Dave Chappelle's kid. Like the roaches?
That's right. Servers are efficient.
Yeah.
I think it's like the buzzards.
Yeah.
Servers and maggots.
Yeah.
They clean it to the bone.
To the bone, yeah.
Man. Then you got, that's a dead plate. Some of my favorites, our dessert is not in the kitchen.
Mm.
It's with our dessert, Raw Bar Pantry is kind of like one, and it's out in the open.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Right? So that's where I have most access. They can't stand me because I come through and it's like, and I come in, I do the underhand take.
The slide? Like,
yeah, whoop, whoop. I do the take and then a cup. It's like a magician.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was never there.
It was never there. And so if there's a slice of cake that that's too small to serve, I go, you can't serve that.
Or a broken piece like key lime pie or something like that.
Oh, that's a trove. It's broken. You can't put that together.
Yes.
That don't look right.
That don't look right.
Pass it over here.
You ain't whipped cream in that thing. You can come up off the thing right now.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing
you can do about it. It's like come up and it falls off the other side. I'm like, I'm here for you.
I got you.
I'll clean that up. Plus, I'll take that tray. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. I'll get rid of the mess. I'll get rid of the evidence. Thing. It never existed.
So, yeah, that's a dead dessert.
Yes.
Love it. Now, the dead drink. Those don't survive in my restaurant. Same principles apply, right?
Oh, yeah.
Made incorrectly, didn't have the right ingredient, or it was staying so long. The only way that something sits there is if it was nasty to begin with. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
If it's like a guava punch, ain't nobody touching that.
They're leaving that shit right there.
They're leaving it right there. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
It tastes like juice. Yeah, but you have a nice drink?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're like, least of all, we're doing a straw
check. Oh, you're tasting it. Yeah.
Least of all, we're doing a straw check.
Absolutely.
You might peel off a little.
A
sample. Call it a sample.
A sample, yeah.
You got to sample it. You got to know what you're selling.
Exactly.
You
sample, know what you're selling.
Got to know what you're selling.
Yes.
So the dead drink, the dead dessert, and my favorite part of the dead food, we'll let you go on this whole point, is at the end of the night, you can't hold over the mashed potatoes.
No.
You can't hold over a whole host of things.
Yo, we're throwing most of those things away.
We're throwing it out.
So you get in there.
That's
okay.
But then you worked your whole shift hungry.
Yes. Yeah, we were starving. So now you're carb heavy.
Yeah. Listen, I hate to tell you, they ain't miscounting no steaks, no proteins. That ain't getting thrown out. That's getting used somewhere.
Yep.
It's going in a gumbo. It's going in a soup.
Exactly.
It's going in a special. That is getting used. But
decide you're in the game.
Yeah. And if they par cook veggies, that's where I come in.
He loves them.
I'm like, scoop.
Let me get that real quick.
Yeah, because it really saves me from making a bad decision at the end of the night.
Because
then if I leave the restaurant hungry.
Oh, that's a bad decision.
I got to find something. And what's open? Bad food.
Yes.
It's nothing but bad food. Past 10 o'clock, you're not getting anything healthy.
No bueno.
That's when I'm getting pizza or whatever that I don't usually eat.
Yeah.
But maybe there's no food at my house. Or maybe I just simply don't want to cook when I get home.
That plays.
Big time. You worked all day, now or whatever, all night.
Yeah. And it's just easier to pay somebody a few dollars.
Yeah.
You know, and you come home with something, you're like, okay, at least I can eat.
At least I could eat. Wasn't ideal.
It wasn't what I needed to eat.
Yes.
But I needed something.
Yeah. I just need to quiet the rumblings.
Exactly.
And
who said that? Was it Tony? Remember you said something in the airport? And he goes, they just get a burger and... They don't even care. They just need something to eat.
That's true. They just
need
something
burgers,
to eat.
They just need something to eat.
And that happened to me. I think that might be the last time I ate a burger was I sitting with him at the airport. You know, you just need to eat something.
Yeah.
Because traveling is such a weird process. It can be stressful. It could be a long day. You're waiting there.
Absolutely.
And you don't have what airport's got a great salad? Come on, man. You know, it's stuff that could...
Yeah,
they keep put together,
exactly.
Hold you down, and all that stuff. If there are any dead food scenarios that
we missed,
we
want to know about your dead food and how you guys play it out, how you sneak around it, or who do you talk to, and all the above.
Yes, how do you sneak in and slide out? Educate the rest of us, will you?
Yes, we want to know.
We want to know, and anything short of poisoning the whole deal yourself, like you know what I mean, like ringing stuff in that
wasn't
supposed to ring in, thinking you're gonna get it. You're not going to profit from that.
Yeah. And usually you do that and you're not the one who gets it anyways. Somebody else has already watched you mess it up and is like, oh, I'm taking that.
Yeah, they hopscotch you.
Just so you can't have it. True. Okay, let me get that.
That's when the manager comes over
like,
and he's like, oh, this would be my meal for tonight.
For you're like, God damn it. I thought I could get away with it.
Thought I could get it. Man. So that's our show. Thank you so much. Definitely reach out to us. I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com or at the Modern Waiter Podcast. Follow me on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
Yes.
And I'll see you next time.
Do your part.
Come on. Hold it together. Tell people what to do.
subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Your boy is killing them out there.
Haters don't lie.
Killing them out there.
Haters don't lie.
Killing them out there.
Haters don't lie.